Today is Thursday, August the 16th, 2018, and we are here at Raven Landing Center in the Founders Room. And I am Nona Howard, and I'm here today with Violet Rosie Evans. And thank you so much for coming today and for being a part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. So let's start this off today with a little biographical information about, can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Devitt, Oregon. It's a little logging town that isn't there anymore. All there is there now is fields because logging's all gone. But
tell us a little about your life there. What did your parents do at that time?
My dad and mom were farmers. My dad had a dairy, Alice Jersey Dairy, we lived in this logging town, and after it closed, then we moved to a different place.
Okay, but what is this town, what is it near?
We moved to Burnt Woods. It's another little logging town that's gone. We keep closing down cities, I guess.
Yeah, so it was a farmer and then moved to another town. Uh-huh. But is this in the north part of Oregon or in the south, or what part of Oregon is that in?
It's 40 miles from the coast.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oregon is one of my favorite places in all the world. Okay, did you have siblings?
I have three sisters and a brother.
Three sisters and a brother. Were they older or younger than you?
I'm right in the middle. I got two older and two younger. Just in the middle.
So what did you do in your life? Where did you go to school?
This is a weird story. I went to school, this Burnt Woods School, and I went to first and second grade there. And there's a lady here at Raven Landing that I went to school with in the first and second grade.
Really? And who is that? Can you give us her name?
It's Elizabeth. I don't know her last name.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Well, we can find out who that is. But you went to school with her in the first and second grade.
Yeah, we walked to school together. There's a tram road, just wooden road. We walked to school together in the first few grades. I moved out in the second grade. I moved to Washington. I never seen her again until we moved in here.
Oh my goodness. That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Isn't that something?
It is something. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's really something. Okay, so what did you and your brothers and sisters do for entertainment back there? Did you have other friends?
We have friends, but we lived on the farm. There was always plenty to do, and there's five of us. We found the company with ourselves, but we have friends, around the south.
You did. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any stories about your parents or your ancestors that you want to tell us about?
My dad came from Poland.
Oh.
He's an immigrant. He came over when he was 18, and my mother was working for Weyerhaeuser. She was painting houses, and he was working there, and that's where he met my mom and married her.
Oh, my goodness. So where did you finish? Did you finish high school?
Yeah, in Castle Rock. We moved from Oregon to Castle Rock, Washington. I graduated high school in Castle Rock. Uh-huh. And after I graduated, I went to work at shipyards. It was during the war when, and I was a welder in the shipyard.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a welder during the war.
Yeah, I welded pipes.
So, and then what did you do after that? Did you have any other professions? Did you go to college or?
No, I didn't go to college. And most of my life, I've worked in foods and restaurants. I worked, when I came to Fairbanks, I went to work. I had the four kids. And
well, let's get back to, we're going to get there. But tell me about how you met your husband, and when was this, and how did this occur?
My mother and I had a little coffee shop, and he came in, it was my birthday. And I had a birthday cake, and everybody came, got a piece of cake. And he didn't want to offer it, he didn't want one. Since did he have that cake? And we got acquainted, and I met him over a cup of coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then when were you married?
We were married in
49.
We had a different kind of a honeymoon. We just decided we would go, we went to Seattle, and then we'd go to the bus station, see when the next, but when we were ready to leave, we'd just go wherever the next bus took us. We did that for 10 days. We visited Montana and Idaho. We just went down, went where the bus went.
That was wonderful.
It was
exciting.
Fun. It was different.
So, did you stay there in Washington?
Yes, I stayed there until I came up here.
Tell me about your family.
Well,
you had children?
I have three boys left. I had a daughter in 51 who passed away when she was 13 months old. She had a brain hemorrhage. She was injured when she was born. Then I had my daughter was born, and then I had the three boys.
Were they born outside or when you came to in Alaska?
All my kids were born in Fairbanks.
Okay, so tell us what brought you to Alaska.
My husband and I, we were just married, sitting around talking. He said, you know, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. I said, okay, let's go. So he says, you mean it? I said, sure, let's go. And so that was before we had these motor homes and things. Uh-huh. So he got a truck and he built us a house on the back of this truck. We had all the amenities. We had a refrigerator and a stove, our bed and everything on the back, just like they have trailer houses now, but it was on the back of the truck.
Oh my goodness.
And so we came up the highway.
What year was this?
50 when we came up.
50 when you came up.
And we came up the highway. You had to have two extra tires on there with you when you came up the highway. And we took over about 10 days coming up. We stopped and fished and just had a pleasant trip up.
So where did you come to?
Fairbanks.
You came to Fairbanks.
Yeah, we came to Fairbanks. And my husband got a job with Royal Engineering surveying for the first year we were here. And then he joined the carpenters, and he was a carpenter the rest of his life.
And then your three boys were born here then.
And my daughter.
And your daughter, all at St. Joseph's Hospital.
Yeah, where the bank is now.
Yeah, that's right. But probably in the old part of the building, the part that's not there anymore.
Probably, yes.
Okay. So did you work any when you came to Alaska?
When I had my kids, I stayed home. I was a stay-at-home mom, and when they went to school, I went to work in the school cafeteria. So when they were home, I was home, and it worked out.
Oh, good.
I didn't want to leave them in the summertime. I wanted to be with them, so the school job was just perfect.
Well, good. So what are the stories of your life here in Alaska that you would like your children to remember?
Well, one thing that I remember very well, I'm sure they do, every Easter we would go on a picnic, first picnic of the year, every Easter. I'd bake a ham, we'd go to church, then we'd go for a drive someplace, hard to tell where we'd end up, and have our picnic.
Snow or no snow?
Sometimes you had to shovel the snow out of the picnic table to get there.
Oh, good, good. So can you tell us what some of your fondest memories are here in Fairbanks? Or in your life, really?
In my life.
Let's take fondest memories before you came up here.
Pendleton Roundup. We used to go to the Pendleton Roundup every year.
And tell us about that.
Oh, my dad loved horses, and we always had horses. So Joe, my husband, had this 18-man tent, and we'd all sleep in the tent. We camped down by the river, and we'd all sleep in this tent. And when you play cards by the lights of the cars, we turn the car lights on and play cards at night. And then we looked around up, do all the roundup things.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So what are your fondest memories here?
So many.
Yeah, exactly. Can imagine. Yeah. Did you build a home here?
My husband built us a one-bedroom house to start with. And every time we had a child, he built another house with another room, with another bedroom. We ended up with four bedrooms.
On the same house?
No,
we different
built houses. And the one he built houses to stay is still there on 22nd that he built in the 50s.
Oh, on 22nd Avenue?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we had our baby, and we moved to Hamilton Acres. And then we, from expecting another baby, we moved back to 8th Avenue. We ended up in Hamilton Acres. We had a four-bedroom home in Hamilton Acres.
With a bedroom for every child. That's wonderful. What brought you to Raven Landing?
My two boys up here. My daughter and I lived in an apartment down there, and my son lived there. But these two boys, Don, I don't know if you know Jerry Evans.
I know Jerry.
And Don, my two boys, they kept wanting me to come up here. And I came up to visit them one time. Jerry says,
So where were you before you came here?
Longview, Washington.
Oh, you went back to Longview.
Yeah. And I came up here on a visit, and Jerry said, Mom, I want you to go look at this place, because we want you up here, and I want you to go look and see if you would like to live there. So we came and decided I'd come back.
Good. So can you tell us about your experience here?
It's great. I got a lot of friends here. There's plenty to do here. There's always something to do. Exercise, cards, games, and I really enjoy it.
Good. So I'm going to ask you one final question, and that is, what was your favorite age and why?
What's wrong with now?
What's wrong with now? You woke up this morning, right?
I woke up, took in some air, and I'm all right. No, I don't know. I think probably when my family was all together, when I had all my kids and my husband together.
So after he died, is that when you went back to Washington?
He had a heart attack. The doctor said he would. That was in 80. I've been a widow since 80. And he said he couldn't take the winter up here. So a month later, we were gone. We just packed up everything from all the years up here in 5 boxes and took with us and everything else. We either sold or gave it away and took off because he needed to get out of here.
Yeah. So. But then you came back.
Yeah. I came back after about 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, and I loved it up here, but my daughter was down there. She lived on the second floor, and I lived on the first floor of an apartment building. We seen each other every day, you know, and it was almost like living together, only we had separate apartment. And
she's still down there?
She passed away.
Oh, she passed away.
I came up here. I was up here 1 week, and she had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
So someone was watching that I was taken care of.
Yes. And we know who that was.
Yeah. And I just was all moved up here. I was waiting for Raven Landing, this place to open. It wasn't finished yet. My apartment wasn't finished. So I lived with my son for two weeks. And I was there a week and she passed away. And she just had a heart attack. Her dad had a weak heart muscle, and she inherited it. She had the same thing. She was all dressed, going out to dinner, and she got as far as the lobby, and she just left us.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to leave on the record?
All I like to leave is I'm enjoying my stay here, and it's a plenty to do and plenty to see.
Well, I want to thank you for coming today and for doing this with us.
Oh, that's fine.
We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.